Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And truck people of Southwest Wisconsin and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Murder charges now filed against 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, the suspect in last week's killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York. He was picked up in Pennsylvania. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the McDonald's where he was spotted.
Investigators from the NYPD and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office are here in Altoona. They're just starting to go through some of the evidence collected here and through his social media, where they see a post about an x-ray of a spine and other posts indicating he read books about back injuries.
Mangione was the valedictorian of his private high school in Baltimore, where he graduated in 2016. He went on to get his bachelor's and master's degrees in computer science from Penn. Celebrations continue in Syria after the 50-year rule of President Bashar Assad was brought down over the weekend. A wildfire breaking out in Malibu, California. It's spreading rapidly on hillsides near Pepperdine University. The winds right now gusting up to 65 miles an hour. This is ABC News. After 5 days of deliberations, a New York jury this week finding 26-year-old Marine vet Daniel Penny not guilty of criminally negligent homicide in the chokehold case of a New York City subway car that took the life of Jordan Neely back in 2023. The Neely family attorney, Dante Mills, reacting to the verdict.
There's some people who look at this and say, oh, Jordan was houseless. He had mental issues, almost as if he deserved this to happen to him.
Social media app TikTok and its China-based parent company ByteDance filing an emergency motion yesterday to try to stop that looming January ban.
The company says it's appealing an earlier decision that ruled the ban could move forward, now sending the issue to the Supreme Court. TikTok claiming small businesses on the platform stand to lose around $1 billion if the app is taken off American App Store.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Plane maker Boeing did follow through on its promise, laid off 900 workers in Washington State and California Monday, the start of their 10% workforce reduction. Sherry.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61, Boscoville. Napa know-how.
Civic Media's grown-up list will continue today. The Text to Win statewide competition there, a chance for you to be a part of some great prizes, maybe an hourly winner, $100 cash, or overnight getaway to Chula Vista, possibly getting the chance to be a part of possibly a robot vacuum. I could use that. Humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, luggage, all kinds of stuff in the grand prize drawing there as well. So you need to text in this word today to be a part of that. And the word is red. R-E-D. Red. It's the grown-up gift list from Civic Media, and you can download the Civic Media app, find WRCO or WRCE, use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the word RED, R-E-D, this hour's special word that can make you a winner.
It's magic and memories.
Magic and
wonders and wishes.
Wonders
and when it touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas. Fluttering snowflakes caressing the night. Children in dreamland while angels take flight. Calling to moonbeams to join in the dance. And mistletoe dangling waiting its chance. Laughter, it echoes in the night air. Angelic singing descends heaven's stair. Giggles and grins and stories retold of days that are young and days that are old. Grandpa will grumble and Grandma will fret and Jimmy will wonder just what he will get. Mothers and fathers with bills piling high will collapse in exhaustion with one final sigh. Stockings all hung in a tree all aglow and footprints are left in the new fallen snow. Street lamps are muted and quiet abounds and in snowfields of wonder you can hear not a sound. Christmas descending from realms up above to crown this great wonder, the season of love. So rejoice with thanksgiving, let goodwill abound, for that which was lost is now that which is found. I'm Gip Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
A favorite moment, a treasured memory, a simple tradition, a family's love. We wish these blessings to you, our families, friends, and supporters, this Christmas. From the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high of 30 today, tonight partly to mostly cloudy and brisk, and a low of 19. Tomorrow, 25, between a dusting to a half inch of snow possible by late morning. Flurries possible Wednesday night, a low of 2 below zero with dangerous wind chills. Also Thursday, 10 degrees. Friday, 25. With the likelihood of some snow Friday night, possibly 3 to 5 inches of accumulation possible by late Friday night. After the midnight reading of 28, we're down from that. It is 25 degrees in Richland Center this morning.
Thanksgiving is all over, and my dad put up the tree. Looks like a Merry Christmas for everyone but me, because I ain't getting nothing this Christmas. Not even one little toy. They say I ain't getting nothing at all this Christmas. 'cause I've been a bad little boy. My mommy screamed when she found my pet gerbil in my little baby sister's bassinet. They say my little baby sister has a soft spot in her head, but I haven't found it yet. And Dad yelled just 'cause I took the riding pole for a little trip down to the candy store. And my big brother Brett, boy, did he get upset when I told Mom about the magazines in his bottom drawer. So, I ain't getting nothing this Christmas. And last Christmas, I was everybody's pride and joy. But they say I ain't getting nothing at all this Christmas, 'cause I've been a bad little boy. I was hoping I might get a chemistry set, or a motorcycle, or something like that. But that's before I used Brett's model rocket set and made an astronaut out of Miss Wilcox's cat. Stupid cat. If he'd have just held on tight like I told him, I wouldn't have had to super glue his little paws to the rocket. Yeah, if he'd have just been still like I told him, he wouldn't have thrown the rocket off course and it wouldn't have landed in Butch the Bulldog's backyard. Stupid cat. But did the cat get in trouble? No, but hey, I ain't getting nothing this Christmas. Not even one little toy. They all say I ain't getting nothing at all this Christmas, 'cause I've been a bad little boy. Oh, my grandma had to go to the hospital. Yeah, but don't worry, she's not really sick. She just had a little trouble walking for a while after I showed her my Power Ranger kick. So, I ain't getting nothing this Christmas. Not from Mom or Dad or Brett or Grandma. They all say I ain't getting nothing at all this Christmas. But they don't know my grandpa. My grandpa'll get me anything I want, I bet. Boys will be boys, that's what Grandpa says. Lighten up, Bill, he's just a little kid. My grandpa calls my dad Bill. I just hope my grandpa don't find out who took his Great Big Bertha golf clubs, though. It's true what they say about the Great Big Bertha. I can hit a rock further with a Great Big Bertha than with any of my dad's golf clubs. Even with the big dents I put in it, that rock just goes and goes. One rock went through Miss Wilcox's window. Wish it had hit that stupid cat. I hate that cat.
Oh, yes, Ray Stevens. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you have a bad little boy, you know, that Grandpa will chide in with. Yeah, that's awesome. Grandchildren is nothing like grandchildren, right? To spoil them and send them home. That's what I say. Oh, yes. We have the Quizzy Poo coming up in just a few minutes. Hank Bray will stop by. First of all, the WRCO dance party. Get off the table, Joanne. It's too early.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Ain't on me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Oh Lord. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar.
two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord, tell them drink some. Cause I'ma pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Cause I'ma pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
It's Friday, I'm getting tore up. Headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time. Said it was all right. Go get juiced down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now, and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times. You said it was all right. Go rooting around the riverbed tonight. Tell me that you love me if it's true.
Toby Keith on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. We're at 25 degrees this morning at 719.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar-off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry handmade gifts made by many of your local friends and neighbors.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us down here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Did you sleep in Highland last night?
I did. Okay. I did. Yep, yep.
Closer to Richland Center.
Yeah,
then.
It probably is. Yeah. 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 Just over the hill. Mm-hmm. Real close if you're a bird.
That's true. So. You were refereeing there last
yep,
night?
I was. Did a doubleheader last night. Wow. So JV. Okay. JV and varsity, so good ball games. So
I was at Wisconsin Heights, always a good time. Too, yeah. Drive by that school a lot. Nice to go and visit once in a while.
It is, and nice school.
Yes, it is.
The big Hornet men got a win.
Got a victory last night.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, and you are where tonight? You're at the high school.
I'm here. Yes.
You got Riverdale coming to town.
Yes. As time goes by, I like the home games.
Is that because we're older?
Maybe. Maybe.
So, you know how everybody was doing this Zoom thing? You know how big it was during the pandemic?
Still is.
I was thinking about doing that refereeing from home.
Oh, that's a good idea. Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Put it up there.
Sure. Like,
you know, these broadcasters still do that. You know, they do it from the studio or home. Some of them do.
Some do.
Yeah. And I was thinking about doing that refereeing from home.
Well, good luck with that.
I mean,
I had somebody ask me just recently. They said, "Well, you must be doing a lot of the shows from your home, aren't you? You're not there at 5 a.m, are you?" And I said, "Yeah." I mean, that technology exists, but I think it's a better service for people if you actually have somebody in the building. That's kind of my personal.
But the biggest thing was you have your own show at home.
I do there. That's true. That's true.
That's a whole other show.
I don't want to give June or equal time because...
Oh, my goodness. We'd hate to have that one.
It might ruin my whole...
Did she get rid of some of your collections that you had in your vibe? Is that true?
Yeah, it's a collector piece.
Right, but...
It's collecting things.
Right. Did she get any...
I don't think anything was too disturbed except her when she got in it, you know, but...
How was she feeling this morning?
I didn't ask her, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
But see, I had to take her vehicle because I hauled the grandkids home last night and then just stopped at Wisconsin Heights. And so she wound up having to use the vibe. And I texted her and I said, don't wreck it. And she's like, yeah, right, you know.
She's probably thinking it's the best thing for it. Anyway,
yeah.
Today's Quizzy Poo Day.
Right.
Tough quiz today, buddy.
Ooh, what's the subject?
Nobel Prize winners from the U.S.
Nobel Prize.
Okay. It's about Nobel Prize. Not all winners, but some. There is a... You said you wanted a music, so I got a music question.
So places without a bell? Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's Nobel.
Okay. Yep. All right, got it.
Like my head?
Uh-huh. All right,
buddy. Number one, American citizens have won the most Nobel Prizes in the history of the awards. True or false? These are all true or false.
Okay.
Number two, Nobel Prize categories include physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, peace, and economics. True or false?
All right.
The USA has never won a Nobel Prize in literature.
All right.
Number three, Albert Einstein received the Nobel Prize for his theory of relativity. Okay.
Relativity.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Number five, the first American to win a Nobel Prize was Theodore Roosevelt for peace. Number six, the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to organizations as well as individuals.
Okay.
What number on? Seven?
Seven.
Bob Dylan is the only musician from the USA to win the Nobel Prize in literature. Is the only.
Okay.
Number eight. The USA involvement in the Nobel Prize has decreased significantly over the past decades.
All right.
What number are we on?
Nine.
Niner. Barack Obama is the only U.S. president to have won a Nobel Peace Prize while in office. I was in my office and never got a Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah.
You were sleeping, I think.
But it's still peaceful.
That was bad.
10. The Nobel Prize medals are all, for all categories, are identical in design.
All right, take a stab. All right.
All right, buddy.
I think I got seven right.
Do you really?
I do.
Wow.
7 out of 10, baby.
That's a Nobel Prize for you.
Yeah, right. It's about
time.
Like
a knock-knock joke. American cities have won the most Nobel Prizes in the history of the awards.
True.
It is true.
Woohoo!
Number two, the Nobel Prize categories includes physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, peace, and economics.
It sounds right. I'll say true.
The USA has never won a Nobel Prize in literature.
I think that's false.
It is false. Several American authors, such as Toni Morrison, have won it.
Woo-hoo!
Number four, Albert Einstein has received the Nobel Prize for his theory of relativity.
That's true.
That is false.
Is it false?
He won it for a photoelectric effect.
Well, come on.
Just saying.
Come on. He won one?
He did win one.
All right. Oh, well.
The first American to win a Nobel Prize was Theodore Roosevelt for peace.
Well, I think he was the first American president to win one, but I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Is it?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
The Nobel Prize can be awarded to organizations as well as individuals.
Uh-huh. All right. I say true.
Okay. I just thought you were agreeing with me.
No.
Bob Dylan is the only musician from the USA to win the Nobel Prize in literature.
I would say that's true.
It is true. The USA involvement in the Nobel Prize has decreased significantly over the past decade.
False?
It is false.
All right.
It's actually increased.
Has it?
Yeah. the Barack Obama is the only U.S. president to have won a Nobel Peace Prize while in office.
I think that's true.
It is true.
Woo!
What number are we on?
The last one, 10.
Wow. The Nobel Prize medals for all categories are identical in design.
I don't think so. I'll say that. I wrote true, I guess.
It is false.
Is it false?
Each category has a unique design except for peace and economics.
All right. So, all right. Two wrong.
Yeah, that if you like the quiz, it's posted on the website. So.
All right.
Not bad, buddy.
Eight correct.
Not bad.
Eight correct. Thank
hey,
you.
You know what? Continue to sport.
I'll work at it.
Yeah.
Right. I can still go out for sports then. And
practice.
And
well, not practice. Just go. You know what? Here's. I'm going to give you the night off. Go announce it on the radio tonight.
Oh, okay.
Is that all right?
Instead of playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's much better.
Yeah. Ice your knees while you're up there. That would just relax.
Yeah.
Maybe take an ice pack for your throat.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So just trying to help you out.
Thank you. What door did I come in?
Well, whichever one, you're the boss, whichever one you wanted. Buddy, I hope you have a great day, and good luck to all the local athletes tonight. And don't forget, you know what, it's getting close, Phil.
Yeah, you better start behaving. Close. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout.
Because I'm telling you why.
That's right.
Because Joanne's going to come in here and kick us all.
Yeah, she's back after a long weekend.
What is that about? Did you approve that?
Yes, I did.
Goodbye.
Yeah, later, dude.
Be kind.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Make this holiday season unforgettable with Added Touch Floraling Gifts in Richland Center. Brighten your home with vibrant poinsettias, festive Christmas wreaths, and stunning centerpieces. Their fresh flowers, lighted pictures, and candles add the perfect touch to your celebrations. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly hometown full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. Or shop online at addedtouchfloral.com. Added Touch thanks you for shopping local. Spread joy and beauty this season with Added Touch Floral and Gifts.
Are you looking to upgrade your sleep experience? Stop into Wirtz Bed and Linen in Spring Green. See our exceptional line of high-quality Wisconsin-made mattresses. This holiday season, receive free delivery and disposal on all mattress products. Also, receive 10% off our already unbeatable prices, plus 15% off all mattress accessories. Our new store hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win contest continues today. You have until 8 o'clock to text the word RED, R-E-D. So make sure you do that, and we'll be doing another word between 11 and noon today. Download the Civic Media app and you'll be all set. Find WRCO and there you go. Some notes from this day in history. 1906, President Roosevelt became the first American to win a Nobel Prize. There you go. See, I may have cheated on one of them because I had pre-read this history lesson before Hank's quiz. I did not know it was going to be on Nobel Peace Prizes. Speaking of which, 1964, Martin Luther King Jr. received his Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo. 1967, singer Otis Redding and four members of the Bar K's died in the crash of his private plane in Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin. He was coming in to play a show, and Redding was just 26. The opening band played a little bit longer that night. The opening band was Rick Nielsen and company, that later would become Cheap Trick. The Grim Reapers, I believe, is the name of the band. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, and we'll check that out courtesy of the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Grant Lisney. Happy birthday to Nicole Myers from St. Mary's School. Greetings to Katie Kinney. Happy 20th birthday. Have a great day at UW La Crosse. Hope to see you soon. From Heath, have a great day. Katie Kinney from residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills as well. To Jana Dreyer from St. Mary's School and John McCarville, happy birthday from Holly. Greetings from Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions to Carly Hatch, to Katie Jane Kinney, and Brian Phillips. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saluting Carl Carter, the Bloom City Town Crier, with a wish for Carrie Felton. And happy birthday wishes from the RC Lions to Erica Fruit, to Bob Kronk, and happy anniversary, Amber and Dustin Wanless, who celebrate today. Happy anniversary, Dustin Wanless of Gillingham, from your wife, Amber, today. Best wishes to everybody celebrating.
Men are so hard to shop for. Ladies, do you get stuck not knowing what to get your guy? He already has tools, clothes, sporting goods, and electronics. Hey, this is Amanda at JJ Welsh Jewelers, and I bet I know something your guy doesn't have much of. Jewelry, or maybe even a nice watch. We've recently put together some really neat jewelry that Wisconsin guys will actually wear. From amazing Glock watches to masculine chains, crosses, bracelets, and even really cool dog tags that can be engraved. And so many more amazing ideas for that hard-to-buy-for guy for Christmas. Shop JJ Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
This holiday season, let your business grow with WRCO Radio, the place to go. Affordable rates and results that are clear. We'll connect you to customers far and near. With Henry, your ads will delight. He'll make them sparkle like holiday lights. Promote your sales, events, or cheer, and wrap up success to end the year. Call 647-2111 today. It's your time. Let Henry make your business shine.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Heart to
believe that Christmas is only a couple of weeks away, right? But there's still plenty of time to find incredible gift deals because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the best holiday gifts, 30% off the best designer brands, 30% off what's trending right now. It's just this week, it's just what you were looking for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Today is Festival of the Souls of Dead Whales Day. It's Dewey Decimal System Day. Going back to my roots, when I used to go to the library all the time at school there, usually for the first or second day before I get kicked out. But anyway, Nobel Peace Prize Day, as we've talked about, and it's National Logger Day as well. 7:40 on a Tuesday morning with WRCO. Here's John Conley.
I can remember us cruising through town in your daddy's car with the top pulled down, looking so cool. We came from different sides of the track, but we still held hands out back of the old school. We spent all our time together, laughing and having fun. We swore that we'd love forever, 'cause that was the way things were done at the old school. We both made it to our graduation. You chose a college, I chose a vocation, driving 18-wheel. I became a part of your past. You went and married some guy in your class, he was a big deal. Your picture was in all the papers, you made such a lovely bride. They said you were going places, but me, I just went for a ride down by the old school.
Old school.
I got married to a sweet young girl and kept driving for the fine. Your husband made his mark on the world, then he left you behind in the big house with the swimming pool. Now you drive your kids down to the old school. Here we are at the reunion of the class. You asked my wife if we could have one dance for the old times. We're slow dancing across the old gym floor. You whisper it could be just like before. Call me sometime. You ask if I understand you. Yes, I'm afraid I do. You say everybody does it, but I don't care if they do. I'm from the old school.
John Conley and the Old School on WRCO Radio. Coming up, the news. We'll check sports next hour as well. We'll set the stage for games and events going on in the area tonight. The Badger men's basketball team gets back to it tonight against Illinois, and that'll be a tough one. The Badgers trying to avoid a three-game losing streak after 8 wins to start the season. And we'll chronicle that also. The Bucks will have another game. They're continuing on in the NBA early season tournament. And they're in the quarterfinal now, I believe it is. The winners play in Vegas eventually. Phil Neope, you have a great day on a Tuesday where it's 25 degrees at the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer today.
Whether you have a cabin, hunting shack, den, or just like the style of rustic furniture, the Spruced Up Rustic Cabin Collection by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress is for you. Bring a bit of the backwoods into your living space with locally handcrafted bedroom sets, dinettes, cabinets, and more. For the living room, find comfortable couches, chairs, and futons. Complete the look with rustic accents, lamps, rugs, throws, wall pieces, and other decor. Visit the Spruced Up Rustic Cabin Collection by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 25 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. More clouds than sun and cooler today, a high of 30 with northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and brisk, flurries possible with a low of 19. Currently in Richland Center, we're at our low so far for the day of 25 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board reported to the Board of Education at its meeting last night that since the third Friday count, open enrollment out numbers have dropped to 248. In addition, open enrolled in students have increased by run from 96 to 97. Currently, the student count is 1,147, which means that the open enrollment out number represents 21.7% of students in the district. This indicates that the district retains 78.3% of its students. The district looks to reach its goal of 80% by September 2025. Board also updated the board that the Building and Grounds Committee has awarded 14 bids for various scopes of work concerning the capital referendum. Each of the awarded bids were to the lowest bidder for each scope of work and was endorsed by Nexus as a reputable company. The total of all approved bids was $5.2 million. While this amount is nearly $438,000 over budget, the savings of $981,630 from the high school roof project will offset this overage. Board also went over proposed parking lot revisions at the primary school to increase safety and efficiency by having segregated locations for the dropping off of children, an option to park and escort children to a designated location, as well as loading and unloading the buses. The board also approved the Southwest Conference plans to submit the SWC SWAL plan to the WIAA portal that would apply to all sports except football. A challenge to a Wisconsin school district's policy on transgender and gay students has been rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. Parents in Eau Claire objected to a new school policy allowing students to discuss and change their gender identity with teachers and staff without involving parents. District officials instituted the policy to help students discuss their worries about their identity without outing them to their parents or guardians. Parents claimed the policy violated their religious freedoms and parental rights, but multiple courts, including a federal appellate court, all rejected the complaints because no parent could prove any direct harm caused by the policy. Wisconsin schools are receiving more federal aid for mental health support. The Department of Public Instruction announced Monday the state will get $10 million over the next 5 years to improve counseling services for students. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says that money will go towards hiring and retaining counselors and social workers. DPI was one of just 22 agencies in the country to get funding under the new round of grants. AT&T is phasing out landline phones in Wisconsin. Over the next 5 years, the company will move all landlines to newer digital services. Specifically, landlines mean phones that still connect directly by wire to the phone network, not ones that run off wireless connections or from home internet routers. Company officials say it's too expensive to maintain the copper network, and only 5% of homes and businesses in the country still use landlines. Gas prices fell again last week, dropping 5.2 cents per gallon for an average of $2.71. This is over 10 cents lower than a month ago and more than 11 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. You can find gas as cheap as $2.47 in Wisconsin, though the most expensive is $3.38. The average in the nation has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time in well over 3 years. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could potentially fall another 10 to 15 cents by Christmas. Wisconsin Republicans have filed a lawsuit seeking a court order to resolve a discrepancy between state and federal law about what date the state's presidential electors must meet to cast Wisconsin's 10 Electoral College votes for President-elect Donald Trump. State law calls for the meeting to take place December 16th this year, but a two-year-old federal law says the vote must take place this year on December 17th. The Wisconsin Republican Party asked in the lawsuit filed Friday in U.S. District Court seeking an order that the electors follow federal law and cast their votes on December 17th. Governor Tony Evers opposes President-elect Donald Trump's promise of mass deportations. Wisconsin's Democratic governor responded to the plan in an interview with Matt Smith on WISN's Upfront. Evers said, "As far as taking people from farms and factories in this state that are the backbone of our economy, that will not work for us." Evers called on lawmakers to Washington to pass a comprehensive immigration reform bill similar to a Senate measure, which was scuttled earlier this year due to opposition by then-candidate Trump. Evers said his administration will do everything it can to prevent migrant workers in Wisconsin's ag sector and other industries from being deported. A second term for the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Brian Schimming was first elected to the position in December 2022. The RPW Executive Committee met on Saturday and reelected him under Schimming's leadership. The party delivered Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes to President-elect Donald Trump, only the second time as Republican candidate has won Wisconsin since 1984. The party also held on to a 6-2 Republican delegation in the U.S. House and maintained Republican majorities in the state legislature. Governor Tony Evers says he'll veto any budget that requires state workers to return to office. Assembly Speaker Rob Binvoss claimed on WISN's Upfront last month that a lot of employees aren't working or they're working only from home and not doing it very well with little supervision. Also on Upfront, Evers said his administration wants the best people possible working for the state, and sometimes that will mean that they will work from home part-time or full-time. Evers said it's working fine and that state employees can work from home or work from an office that's remote from Madison. Environmental advocates are critical of utilities' decision to delay retirement of a coal-fired power plant. In a statement, Sierra Club Wisconsin senior campaign coordinator Cassie Steiner expressed outrage that Alliant Energy, Madison Gas and Electric, and Wisconsin Public Service have once again kicked the can on shutting down the Columbia Energy Center located near Portage in Columbia County. She also expressed exacerbation that the utilities are considering converting the plant to run on natural gas. After previously delaying its closure plan for this year, the utilities last week announced that retirement of the coal plant is being pushed back from 2026 to 2029. The utilities say doing so provides the companies time to explore converting one of the Energy Center's units to natural gas before 2029. Sunday afternoon at approximately 3:39, the Richland Center Fire Department was paged to 27986 County Highway Double D for the report of a barn fire. Fire personnel en route requested mutual aid for tenders and manpower. On arrival, fire personnel found a fully involved barn fire. All livestock were able to get out of the structure, and the barn was a total loss. Firefighters were on the scene around 5 hours. No injuries were reported. Assisting at the scene were the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, Richland Electric Co-op, Yuba and Casanova Fire Departments assisted on scene. The Muscadet and Blue River Fire Departments also assisted. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that the Richland County Sheriff's Office was assigned 2 cyber tips as an affiliated member of the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for reported possession of child pornography. Monday morning at approximately 8:30, deputies completed a search warrant as a result of this investigation. Deputies took into custody Talon G. Miller, 19, of Lone Rock, for 3 counts of possession of child pornography and 1 count of felony bail jumping. Miller was currently serving a diversion agreement for similar acts that generated a cyber tip in May 2023. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted in the investigation by Wisconsin ICAC Task Force, Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation, Digital Evidence Unit, and Richland Center Police Department.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Tuesday, December 10th. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died November 26th. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center. Joanne Elizabeth Tracy, 89, of Boscobel, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held at the Cottonwood Supper Club in Fenimore. Memorials may be made to the family or Grace Hospice. Joanne Elizabeth Tracy, 89, of Boscobel. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, 86, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Friday at 1 at the Highland Presbyterian Church. Friends may call at the Highland Presbyterian Church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 1. A luncheon will follow at the Highland Historical Society. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Dove Healthcare, Fenimore. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home Highland is serving the family of Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 27th at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday, December 27th from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Luigi Mangione facing a second-degree murder charge in New York in connection with the fatal shooting of Brian Thompson, CEO of United Healthcare Insurance Group. ABC's Lana Moise says Mangione was found with a fake ID and other evidence in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Police say he also had a 3D-printed silencer and a 3D-printed ghost gun, which is untraceable with no serial numbers, as well as a 3-page document which sources say mentioned United Healthcare by name and included the quotes, "These parasites had it coming, and I do apologize for any strife and trauma, but it had to be done."
Mangione will be extradited to New York. Streams of refugees who have been forced from their homes in Syria amid the civil war are now returning to the